Advocates for the LGBTQ community want state officials to act to protect same-sex marriage in case the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a case this month that could potentially weaken marriage rights. Conservatives want the court to overturn marriage equality rights at the federal level. And Pittsburgh State Representative Jessica Benham says Harrisburg should pass a law to guarantee such rights within Pennsylvania.
Certainly, I don't believe that marriage equality should be a partisan issue. I think we all have folks in our lives who benefit from marriage equality, regardless of political ideology.
Legal experts say the court isn't likely to toss out same-sex marriage, but do see a potential for other cases to chip away at LGBTQ rights. Industrial facilities are required to report to the EPA when they release substances that are among a group of more than 200 types of toxic forever chemicals. As WHYY's Zoe Reed tells us, another type of PFAS has been added as part of a federal requirement.
The Toxics Release Inventory tracks the waste management of harmful chemicals and makes the information available to the public. The program attempts to empower residents and incentivize the reduction of chemical releases. Some residents who live near the Wilmington Airport in Newcastle, for instance, have high levels of the chemicals in their blood, likely from historic use of the foams. Chemist Seetha Coleman-Kamala is the executive director of PFAS Solutions in Delaware.
It's really all about informing the public. It's transparency about chemicals usage.
But the news comes as the EPA seeks to weaken some federal regulations on PFAS in drinking water. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
In sports, Flyers with a 5-2 win over the Florida Panthers in their home opener last night. They also honored the late legendary Bernie Parent, a member of the Flyers Hockey Hall of Fame and the NHL Hall of Fame. This is WHYY.